It is a truism that God very often shows up when we least expect it. We call these events miracles oftentimes. When something unexpected happens, we say, oh, that was a presence of God. We just had an experience of God. We weren't expecting that. When somebody gets a physical healing from an illness, or when you feel extremely comforted from some kind of grief or sadness, or when a friend calls out of nowhere, like, oh, I needed to hear you today. I haven't heard from you in a long time. All of these examples of these little miracles of life are sudden and unexpected realities of the presence of God. And they're usually joy-filled. They're usually very comforting. And we want those. I wasn't expecting God to show up in the middle of this hurt or this pain, or even in the ordinariness of everyday living. And yet today, God shows up when he's not expected. But more significantly, God showed up in the book of Exodus and in our gospel from John when he wasn't even wanted. And there's a difference. There is a difference. And we have to remember that God will show up even when we don't want him to. As the nation of Israel is going through their 40-year journey through the desert, all they do is complain. If you don't believe me, read the book of Exodus. It is all complaining. Talk about having a pity party. Talk about feeling sorry for yourself. We're hungry, we're cold, we're tired, we're thirsty, we're everything. Yeah. I mean, if I would have been Moses, and thank goodness I wasn't, I'd have walked away from them a long time ago. It's like, y'all can have it. But God doesn't give up on them. And in all honesty, if you read this story today very carefully, you realize in all of their complaining, they didn't care that God had freed them from slavery. Did you get that? What would you prefer? You want to go back to Egypt? Bye. That's what I would have done, but I'm not Moses, thank goodness. I'd have said, go back. You're not going to be complaining to me. They may have appeared to have wanted God in their lives because they were a people of faith. And yet when God shows up and gives them water to drink and gives them food to eat and gives them rest, they still complain. Finally, they get to the promised land. But it's a great example of how God showed up when least expected and even when not wanted, even though it appears that they did. The same with the Samaritan woman. Let's not forget, this is a woman of faith. Jesus says to her, I see your faith in you. And yet she is carrying around such a heavy burden. She is angry. Listen to the conversation, the dialogue that she has with Jesus Christ. She is just throwing right back at him. You ever had a conversation with someone that you're trying to be really positive and all they do is complain and point out the negative? What do we usually do? I'm not talking to you anymore. I'm getting away from that. This woman is wanting an experience of God at some level because she's a woman of faith. But when she gets it, she realizes, in all honesty, she doesn't really want it. And the same with the nation of Israel, until they finally accept and surrender to say, oh, this is God. That's why Jesus says, I am he. When she's complaining about, well, somebody said that the Christ, the Messiah, is supposed to come. And he's like, yeah, it's me. And she's like, oh, oops. And we have very similar experiences in all of our lives. We are all a people of faith. And God shows up unexpectedly. But you know, a lot of times, if we're going to be completely honest about it, God shows up when we don't want him to. And we go, what are you doing here? I was having fun in my own little pity party. It was a party of one. I was feeling sorry for myself. I was miserable. Why are you here, God? I don't want you here. And he says to us, I am he. I am the Christ. I am the Messiah. All right, give me some water. In a lot of ways of life, it made me think back, way back, because I realized the other day how long, y'all all know I've been sober over 19 years. And you know, when I was drinking real heavily, I can't tell you how many times I would say to God, because I'm a man of faith, have been all my life, I really need your help to quit drinking, but not right now. I really wanted his help to quit drinking. And then he showed up again and again and again, and I'm like, yeah, but I really don't want you here. Because it's ugly, and it's messy, and it's nasty, and it's dirty, and I don't like myself, and I'm having my own little pity party, and you're not invited. And finally, once I got over myself and surrendered to his very real presence and that very real experience of his love and his generosity and his mercy and his forgiveness, was I able to say, I may not want you here, but I love the fact that you are. And that's when I got sober in a whole lot of ways, 19 years and counting. And that's an example for any of us. All of us go through stuff in life. We all have bad moments. You're allowed. It's part of life. It's part of the human experience. And as people of faith, a lot of times we say, I'm going to pray for God to come into this bad experience or my own misery. And then when he shows up, you go, I don't want you here. Just like the nation of Israel, just like the Samaritan woman, I really don't want you here. But he shows up anyway. And he says to us, I am your Savior. God shows up and feeds us and gives us drink and comforts us. Whatever you're going through today, will you show up and let him do what he does best?